In Nebraska, a mother is suing a school district, claiming her son was bullied to the point where she feared for his life. School districts have been sued over bullying before, but in this case, the family's attorney argues that the bullying violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. From Nebraska Public Radio, Martin Wells reports.
17-year-old Edward McTaggart suffers from a rare genetic disorder that prevents his body from absorbing protein. The condition causes developmental delays, problems with hand-eye coordination and small motor skills, and extended episodes of vomiting. His mother, Violet, says because of that, doctors inserted a feeding tube in his stomach to keep Edward from starving to death.
They say, you know, go ahead and live a normal life. And he really has never had any infections or abscesses. Only when he's gotten hit.
The McTaggarts moved to this farming community of just under 5,000 people in 1995. For Violet, who was born near Fall City and attended junior high and high school here, it was a homecoming of sorts. Edward, who was 11 at the time, says he was occasionally teased and taunted at the junior high, but it was nothing like the abuse heaped on him when he entered high school in the fall of 2000. Solidly built with brown hair, blue eyes, and a trace of teenage acne, Edward speaks calmly about being shunned, taunted, and assaulted on a regular basis. He says he was called retarded or McFaggart and was repeatedly slammed into lockers by his fellow students. The McTaggarts allege that despite repeatedly complaining to school officials, nothing was done to stop the bullying. In February of last year, Edward was assaulted on his way to lunch.
I was running and I run in front of this kid, and this kid I had problems with, and he just pushed me down, forcefully pushed me down on the ground, and I went down real hard.
The force of the blow cracked Edward's feeding tube. It became infected, and Edward became withdrawn. His mother says he sank into a deep depression. A few weeks later, Edward cut his wrists with a sharp knife. Horrified, Violet McTaggart went to the school and cleaned out his locker, ending his high school career. She then retained Omaha lawyer John Kinney to sue the school district. Kinney's taking the unusual tactic of arguing that the bullying violated Edward McTaggart's rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kinney points to a Supreme Court ruling that sexual harassment of a student by other students, if severe and pervasive, amounts to a denial of equal access.
Just like that case, Edward McTaggart's case is a claim for denial of equal access to education on the basis not of sexual harassment, but of harassment due to his disability.
Chai Feldblum is a professor at Georgetown University Law Center and played a leading role in drafting the Americans with Disabilities Act. She says this is the first ADA case involving bullying that she's aware of, and adds when she helped draft the act, this wasn't the type of case she had in mind.
But I will say that if someone had mentioned this type of scenario to me at the time, I would have said, oh, this is exactly what Title II of the ADA is designed to prevent, because the goal was to prohibit the range of discrimination that can happen in any particular area of American life.
The civil suit filed in U.S. District Court in Omaha seeks unspecified damages for the denial of Edward McTaggart's education and for pain and suffering. Kinney says he hopes the court will also order the district to develop a comprehensive bullying policy. Fall City School District officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a written statement, the district says it has conducted an investigation and believes the lawsuit is without merit. Whatever the verdict in this case, Violet McTaggart says life in Fall City for her and her son will never be the same.
You know, out in the community, what's it going to be like for Edward? What's it going to be like for me? Can we live here after that? I don't think so.
In the front yard of the McTaggart's small Victorian house sits a for sale sign. Once the house sells, they plan to move to Omaha, away from the schools that nurtured Violet McTaggart when she was growing up, but tormented her son. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Fall City, Nebraska.